This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Leilu Nishmas Rav Ari Leib Ben Harab Rav Chaim Shmolapian Nire Lebei Soilomoy Chof Gimel Ir Toshin Ein Hes. Today's Torah Way has been sponsored Leilu Nishmas the late Mr. Sam Sher Rabbi Shimon Ben Rav Chaim Zichroni Lebrocha, whose Yotzeit is today. Yud Dalet Tammuz, 27th of June, Rabbi Dov Birnbaum, a close shave, electric shavers in Halacha.
Thank you very much to Dudi for inviting me. So it's Inyone Dioma at the moment, just before the 3 week start, just before Beina Mitzorim, so now is the time to have a good shave. So I thought the topic that we'd look into is actually the kashrus of different shavers. Obviously, it should be stated and that each person should ask their own personal rov in terms of a final psak. The purpose of this shiur will be to show that it's actually a very interesting sugya, and actually that the application of how we learn the Gemara and there's kashas and answers and tirutzim in the Gemara, which will actually make a very big difference in terms of the halacha and in terms of the different types of shavers. So we're going to go through the sugya in the time that we have, and then we're going to discuss some of the different types of electric shavers that are available nowadays and which shittas, which opinions those will be kosher according to which opinions those will be kosher. So beginning on your source sheets, on source number one, we have the Isur, which is written in the Torah in two places. Lo sakifu pa'as roshachem, that's the Isser of being makif the payos, that we're not discussing directly at least today in this year. V'lo sashchis es pa'as zekanecha. Lo sashchis is the words used, don't destroy the corners of your beard. The poskim say that we're not sure, there are various different shittas about what the corners are, so therefore it applies to all of the beard, the whole area of the beard is also to be mashchis, also to destroy. Then the second pasuk, which is a pasuk in Vayikrochav Aleph, says Vayikrochav Barosham Upas Zakonam Lo Yigalechu, and they should not Lo Yigalechu shave the pas of the zaken, again the beard, corners of the beard should not be shaved. So we've got two pasukim, one says Lo Tashchis, one says Lo Yigaleach, and that's going to be very important. The Gemara is going to use both of those pasukim, both of those lashonas. You can see on that source number two is a Mishnah in Meseches Makkos, which brings this issur. Masnisin says the Mishnah, Kareach Korach HaBarosho, one who puts a bald patch on his head, V'amakiv Pa'as Roshoy, or removes his payas, V'amashchis Pa'as Zekanoi, and someone who destroys his beard, V'asori Tzvita Achas Al HaMeis, or Isori Tzvita on a mace, Chayev. In all of these cases, he's Chayev. The Mishnah continues, the end of the Mishnah continues, V'eino Chayev Atshi Yitlenu B'ta'ar. He's only Chayev, he's only obligated, he's only done the lav if he takes it, if he removes his beard with a ta'ar, which is a razor. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you remove it with other things, a melakit or a hitni, those are tools which are some type of a razor, but they weren't usually used for shaving. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you also find, according to the Tanakhama, only with a ta'ar, only with a razor. So we have a Mishnah, and we have the Mishnah, which expands really on the pasuk and says not only you chayev, but it tells us also the way in which it's got to be done in order to be chayev is with a ta'ar, with a razor. The Gemara learns this from the two pasukim. You've got the Gemara there in source number two, Gemara in Makkos, Chof Aleph Hamad Aleph. Einu chayev ad shiyidlenu b'ta'ar, quoting the Mishnah, that you're only chayev for removing the beard if it's done with a ta'ar, with a razor. Tonu Rabbonon, we learned in a braisa, upas zekonon lo yigalechu, should not shave the corners of their beard. Yochel afilu gilcha b'misparayim yehi chayev. You might have thought, even if you take it off with scissors, simple, even to cut one's hair with one's beard with scissors, you might have thought that that's also included in the lav. Talmud Lomer comes to teach us lo tashchis, that you can't destroy. Destroying means to do something which completely removes the beard, completely removes it, rather than scissors, where scissors you're cutting, and there's always a little bit of hair left. Ilo tashchis, if it's going to be not to destroy, If it's the Isser is destroying, and any time that you remove all of the hair, then you would be chayev. Then even if you take it off with something other than a tar, meaning these things which weren't usually used for shaving, but nevertheless they were a type of blade as well. Rashi says they were actually sort of carpenter's tools. They were used for other things. They weren't used normally for shaving. So you might have thought even if you use these type of things that you'd also be chayev. Talmud Bavli comes to teach us lo yegalechu. That's the other pasuk which says lo yegalechu, you shouldn't shave. Haketzad giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa, meaning it's got to be giluach in terms of something which is normal to be used for shaving. That's lo yegalechu. And we've got the other pasuk which tells us that it's also got to be tashchis, something which is mashchis, which removes the hair completely. So what does that says the Gemara? Giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. It's got to be something which is the usual method of shaving. And it's also mashchis, it also destroys all of the hair. Heve omer ze ta'ar, says the Gemara, that is a razor. A razor is something which is the normal way to take off the hair. It's also something which destroys the hair, takes off all the hair completely. And that's how the Gemara gets to a ta'ar. That's where the Mishnah comes from the Pesukim and says, you're only chayev if you remove the beard with a ta'ar, with a razor. Okay. So far, so good.
A blade,
yeah, we're talking here about a real blade, a real old-fashioned razor blade, exactly. Okay, the next question, and this now is already explored by the poskim, is it possible to do hashchasa? The Gemara says, the Torah says, lo tashchis, and we learned from lo tashchis not to destroy, that means to remove with a ta'ar, with a razor. Is it possible to destroy, to actually remove all of the hair with scissors? Is there such a possibility? Meaning, if someone were to use scissors in such a way, very, very close to the skin, that they would take off all of the hair, would that be considered in halacha as hashchasa? Would that be considered as doing a hashchasa, as destroying or not? So have a look at source number 3. This is a raya which is everyone brings this, Minchas Yitzchok, and others bring from Tosfos. And this Gemara is actually referring to a nozit. We're going to see there are other people, although it's a lav, for a normal person, it's allowed to shave, as the Torah says, to remove it completely. And Nazir also has a lav to shave, and then he has a mitzvah at the end of his Nazirus, he has a mitzvah to shave. So Nazir is going to be actually quite important to learn what the definition of shaving, of giluach is. We're going to use Nazir. So, the Gemara says in Maseches Nazir, Lamates Amud Aleph, source number 3 on the sheet, Nazir shegileach, bein bezug, bein beta'ar. A nozir that shaved, this is during his nazirus, when he's not allowed to be shaving. If he shaved bein bezug, which means with a pair, scissors, bein betar, or with a razor, osha sif-safe culture, or he takes out a hair, chayev is chayev. So the Gemara says clearly that he's chayev not only with a tar, with a razor, but also with scissors. Says Tosfos, explaining this, nozir shegileach bein bemisparayim osha sif-safe. You see, he has a girsa, he says misparayim, which is scissors. A nozir that shaves with scissors, perish, tolash kol shehu, afilu seyar echod loke olov. If he takes out one hair, even one hair, then he's loke, gets malchus. Mai yisha okera seyami ikoroi, and it's talking about where he removes the hair from its root, umashchis min hashorish ke'en ta'ar, and removes it, destroys it from the root, from the source of the hair, like a ta'ar. So says Tosfos, when the Gemara says that a nozir is chayev for removing hair with scissors, then that means it means that he's actually mashchis, not just that he cuts it, but it means he's actually removing the hair from its source. He does exactly the same thing that a ta'ar would do. In Tosfos' words, mashchis min hashoresh ke'en ta'ar. He removes it, destroys the hair completely from its root, just like a razor would do. So you see, says the Minchas Yitzchok, you see from here that it's possible to be mashchis, to do something which is called hashchasa, to remove the hair completely, even with something which is scissors, not something which is a razor blade. Based on this, says the Minchas Yitzchok, which you can see in source number 4, I'll do it outside, says the Minchas Yitzchok, since the Torah says, lo tashchis, that you're not allowed to do something which is called hashchasa, and Tosfos in Nozir says that you can do hashchasa even with something which is not a blade, something which is not a ta'ar, a razor, even something which is scissors can do hashchasa. Therefore, says the Minchas Yitzchok, to use a shaver which removes all of the hair completely and leaves it almost as smooth as a razor would, you end up with the same result as you would get with a razor, says the Minchas Yitzchok, that is osur. That is included in the pasuk of lo tashchis. That's what the Minchas Yitzchok says. Okay, you can see that in source number 4, we'll have a look. Shema Aminon Mizeh, he says, Dekol Heter Shel Misparayim, that the heter of scissors, Mishum She'ein Mashchisim, is only because they're not mashchis, they're not destroying the hair completely. She'ein Chotchin Seh B'Tzadikah, they don't remove the hair by where it grows, from the root. But if you would find scissors that can remove the hair from the root, osurim katar, then they would be osur, the same way that a razor is osur, because the result is the same. Because that's called giluach, shaving, sheyesh bo hashchosa, where it's actually destroying the hair. Now, should note...
Yeah. Sorry. Did Dr. Tosha say she'oike haseya me ikoroi?
Yeah.
That's not like close cutting, that's actually plucking. Isn't it?
True, but he's talking about misparayim.
He's talking about misparayim. I was wondering, so scissors, how can you do that?
How can you do that? So it could be that you're using kind of the point of the scissors as opposed to putting them flat against the face. But in those days, it must have been quite ominous. Nowadays, it's fairly easy to do with an electric shaver, but in those days, it must have been quite hard to do. But nevertheless, we see from Tosas that it is possible. Now, it should be pointed out, and this is important, that even according to the Minchas Yitzchak, there is something which is called misparayim ke'en tar, meaning there is a type of misparayim, he says, type of scissor action which is osur, according to the Minchas Yitzchak, which does a hashchosa. There's another type of scissors which is called ke'en tar, which doesn't do the same thing as tar, which doesn't remove the hair in the same way that a razor does, but rather it removes it a little bit further away, says the Minchas Yitzchak, and leaves a little bit of hair. Then, even according to the Minchas Yitzchak, that would definitely be mutter. And I've brought in source number 5, I've brought the Makar for that, and it's brought to Paskind in the Shulchan Aruch. You can see in source number 5, it's page 2, Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, Einu Chayev al Hashchosas Pa'as HaZakan Elo Batar. You're only Chayev for removing the Pa'as HaZakan, for removing the beard with a razor, with a tar, Avol B'misparayim Mutar, but with scissors is Mutar, Afilu Ke'en Tar, even if they are similar to a tar. Afilu ke'en tar is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. What is misparayim ke'en tar? What does it mean? Says the Minchas Yitzchak, he brings in source 6, he brings a Rashi in Nozeh. Ke'en tar, Rashi says, kol ha'ma'avirin somuch le'ikaron. Something which you remove somuch le'ikaron. I mean, you don't remove the actual root itself, as Tosas said before, which is the misparayim, which is mashchis, where you remove all of the hair. Rather, he says, somuch le'ikaron, says Rashi, you leave a little bit of the hair. There's still something there left. Then that would be called misparayim ke'en tar, which is scissors, which is not the same as a tar, but it's similar to a tar. In that case, it would be okay. Okay, so just to summarize where we're up to so far. We have the Gemara, which says that you're not allowed, quoting the Pasuk, you're not allowed to use a tar because it's a giluach, meaning it's the normal way of shaving, and it's yesh bo hashchos, it removes all of the hair. So the Minchas Yitzchak, based on this, and a Tosfos in Nozeh, since it's possible to use scissors, meaning something which is not a blade, a razor action, but rather a scissor action, and to remove all of the hair in that way, as we saw from Tosfos, says the Minchas Yitzchak, something which does that, a person that does that would also be over the lav of lo tashchis, because he's removing the hair. It says in Shulchan Aruch that misparayim ke'en tar, scissors which are similar to a tar is mutar, says the Minchas Yitzchak, that is talking about when you leave some of the hair, as Rashi says, somuch le'ikaron, close to the root. But if you use scissors, even though you're removing the hair in a different way than the razor does, and the ta'ar does, nevertheless, since the result is the same, and all of the hair is removed, says Minchas Yitzchak, then that would also be osur. Now, there is a big question on this shitta, which is, you can see in source number 7. And the short time we have, we'll do the Gemara quickly, and then I'll point out what the question is. And this is actually a question that the other poskim asked on the Minchas Yitzchak, and he asks on himself as well. He asks this question on himself as well. So the first thing is, in source number 7, the Gemara, in Maseches Nazir, and the Gemara actually brings a Mishnah, Tnan Hossom. We learned there, Shosha Megalchim V'Tiglachton Mitzvah, there are 3 people that have to shave, and it's a mitzvah for them to shave. Nazir, U'Metzora, V'Levim. The Nazir has to shave, it's a mitzvah for him to shave at the end of his Naziris. The Metzora, part of the process of the Tahara of the Metzora is a mitzvah for him to shave. U'Levim, and also the Levim, when the Levim were originally inaugurated, then they also had to be shaved. They also had to have a Tiglachas. The Kulon Shegilchu Shelo B'Ta'ar, says the Mishnah, and any of them that shaved without a ta'ar, o sheshiru shtei saros, or they left 2 hairs, lo osu v'lo klum, then the shaving, the giluach, is not counted, they didn't do anything at all. So you see from the Mishnah compares 3 cases, Nozim, Metzora, Levim, all of whom have a mitzvah d'oraisa to shave, and they have to do it with a ta'ar. Notice... Over here it's everything.
The entire body.
Everything, the entire body, the head, the face, everything, yeah. Now these, obviously, they have a special exception from the Torah to the general rules of Hakofas Harash and Pa'as HaZakan and that sort of thing. What we're using them for is the Hagdorah of Giluach, what the Hagdorah of Giluach is. And the Mishnah says clearly that they have to, in order for the Giluach to work, to fulfill their mitzvah, they have to do it with a Ta'ar. And the Gemara is going to ask, where does that come from? Says the Gemara, this is now the first paragraph on the third line, in the middle of the third line. V'kulon shegilchu shelo b'ta'ar. Bishlam agabe nozir, we understand by nozir, kasiv ta'ar lo ya'avor al roshoi. Nozir, it says that the nozir is not allowed to use a ta'ar during his nazirus. So therefore, at the end of the nazirus, he should use a ta'ar. That's the source that a nozir has to shave with a ta'ar at the end. V'gabe levim, and by concerning the levim kasiv, it says ve'aviru ta'ar al kol besorom. That they have to use a ta'ar, they have to use a razor on all of their flesh. So we've got a posuk mefurish by nozir, by levim. Says the Gemara, ele metzorah b'ta'ar minolon. How do we know that a Metzorah has to shave with a Ta'ar? What's the source? What's the makar that a Metzorah is not Yotzei his mitzvah of shaving of Tiglachas unless he uses a Ta'ar? Says the Gemara, continuation, the bottom paragraph, Mem on the base. Mai tamayu derabonon, detanya zekano. It says zekano, that's a posuk which is referring to the Metzorah, his beard, he should shave his beard. Ma talmud lo melefishin emo pasukonim lo yigaleichu. We learn that normally you're not allowed to shave pasukonim lo yigaleichu. Yochal afi le Metzorah ken, you might have thought even the Metzorah, talmud lo me zekano, comes to teach us he shaves his beard as well. Umi no londa beta'ar, says the Gemara, and how do we know that he should be shaving with a ta'ar? What's the source? Detanya, pasukonim lo yigaleichu. We learnt by Yisrael, pass the column lo yigalechu, that they shouldn't shave. Yochal afi gilchu b'mitzvarei mi'chayev. You might have thought they'd be even chayev with scissors. Talmud lo mevelo tashchis comes to teach lo tashchis. Yochal lakta b'malakit v'hitni yichayev. Anyone recognize this Gemara? This Gemara is the same Gemara in Makkos. Gemara that the Gemara in Nozir quotes as the source for the Gemara in, as the source for Metzorah, is exactly the same as the Gemara which the Gemara in Makkos brings as the Makar for a regular person not shaving. And the Gemara says, the conclusion of that Gemara was, HaKeitzad, Ezu Giluach Sheish Ba'ashchosa, Heve Omer Zetah. What's Giluach Sheish Ba? You need Giluach and Hashchosa, shaving in the normal way, which is also Mashchis, says the Gemara, Zetah. This is with a Tah, with a razor. So the Gemara, to conclude, the Gemara in Nozir says, what's the makar of the Metzorah needing to use a ta'ar? To be yotzi his mitzvah of shaving, he has to use a ta'ar. The makar is exactly the same makar as everyone else not being allowed to shave with a ta'ar. So just like over there, it says that you're only chayev with giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. You'll only be chayev for shaving. A normal person who shaves off his beard is only chayev when there's giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. And that has to be done with a ta'ar, with a razor. Similarly, says the Gemara, therefore when it says giluach concerning the Metzorah, and it says he should shave and has a mitzvah to shave, that also is only going to be that he's yotzi the mitzvah when he does it with a ta'ar, with a razor. Okay? What is the meaning?
Destroyed.
Oh, so we said up to now, what we've said is anything which destroys. That's what the Minchas Yisrael said.
What is destroyed? What?
The hair. It takes off all of the hair.
The tar is a problem that is damaging your skin.
That's not what the Gemara or Rashi brought Tosfos. None of them seem to say damaging the skin. Okay, I'll say meikor. Mashchis for okay, I'll say meikor is loshen of Tosfos in Nozir. Okay, so
I don't understand how. Learning an ordinary person from a nozir, because presumably with a nozir, only one hair is high, but an ordinary person, presumably if he just is okay one hair, he's not high. Or is he high?
Well, an ordinary person is chayav. There is a shear for an ordinary person. But all the Gemara is learning here is not the amount, it's not the shear, but rather what the Gemara is learning is the way, what is considered to be called giluach. Meaning when we say the Metzorah has a mitzvah to shave, what is shaving? What's the definition of shaving? What's the definition of giluach? And that we're learning from a regular person who's not allowed to shave. Now, this is a fascinating thing, because what comes out from here is, now we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says three people have a mitzvah to shave, Nozir, Metzorah, and Levim. Nozir, Posuk. Levim, Posuk, right? It says that they have to do it with a ta'ar, have to do it with a razor. And Metzorah, no Posuk. Metzorah, the Makar, the only source for Metzorah is learned out from the lav that applies to everybody else. The lav that applies to a regular person not to shave. That's where Metzorah is learned from. Asks the Minchas Yitzchok on himself. We said earlier on, previously, he wanted to say that for a regular person, it wasn't only osa with a tar, it was also osa with scissors as well. Remember, he learned that anything which is lo tashchis, anything which actually destroys the hair, as long as the result is the same, then it's irrelevant if it's done with a razor or if it's done with scissors. According to the Minchas Yitzchak, any way in which a person removes the hairs, mashchis the hair, would also be osa. Now, it's very strange, because the Mishnah says that a metzora is only yotze, his mitzvah of tiglachas, if he uses a ta'ar. He has to use a ta'ar, he can't use scissors. There's nobody who says that a metzora is allowed to use scissors, even if the scissors are mashchis and the result is the same, they end up losing their hair. So asks the Minchas Yitzchak, how can the Mishnah say that there's three people and they have to do tiglachas and all of them have to do with a ta'ar, and one of those is a metzora if the metzora is learnt out from normal hashchasa, normal giluach, which doesn't have to be done with a tar. And he says, tzarech iyun. He says, maybe you could say in the Mishnah that it's, even though it says three of them have to be done with a tar, maybe Mitzorah is different, maybe Mitzorah lav dafka with a tar, only Nozir and the Levium have to be done with a tar, but Mitzorah doesn't have to be done with a tar. But at the end of the day, it's a difficult question. I'm not going to go through the Minchas Yitzchak inside, but you can see it in source number 8. And he finishes off, he has another question from the Gemara as well, along the same lines as this. He finishes off, Aval divrei hashas, tzorich iyun gadol kanizkar. But the words of the Gemara, tzorich iyun gadol. I mean, it's very rare if you say that the issa, that the lav for a regular person is not only with a tar, but it's also with scissors, then it's very shrer from the Gemara in Nozir, which seems to say that a metzora, which is learnt out from there, is only with a tar, only with something which is called a tar. So that is the kasha that the Minchas Yitzchak ends off with. So there is a sefer which is an excellent sefer by Rav Yehuda Feuffer called Mechonas Giluach BaHalacha, where he brings down all of this. So he brings down other poskim who argue with the Minchas Yitzchak, basically based on this raya from the Gemara, and they say actually, in fact, what you see from this Gemara is this is a raya that misparayim amuta, misparayim scissors, even if they're mashchis, even if they cut very, very closely, nevertheless, misparayim must be muta, because the Gemara, which learns mitzora from the regular hagdara of giluach, says that it's only chayav with a tar. Their answer, so one second, so but really what's going on here is, there's a machlokas, yesh lachko, you can make the following chakira, When the Torah asses, or when the Gemara, based on the Torah, on the Pesukim, asses, and it says, it's also to do giluach sheyesh ba'ashchasa, and that is referring to a tar. Does it mean to say that anything which you use, even, as long as it's got the same result as a tar, which means you end up with hashchasa, as long as the totsah is the same, then that also is also. That's the first way of learning. That's the way the Minchas Yitzchak learns. The other way of learning, though, is that it's not just the totsa'ah that we care about, but we also care about the pu'ula itself. We care about the way in which it's done. And the pu'ula has to be a pu'ula which is done by a tar. And therefore, something which is not a tar, even if it is mashchis, but if it does it in a different way, if the pu'ula is done in a different way, not the same pu'ula, not the same action, the same method as a tar, then that would also be mutter. The other poskim bring a raya, in fact, that this would be mutter from, if you have a look at source number 9, it's a Prisha and a Chochmas Adam. The Prisha in Yoredeya, one of them Mefarshim on the tour, says the following thing. Remember, we learned before, there's something called misparayim ka'ein tar, scissors which are similar to a tar. And that's definitely mutter. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, misparayim ka'ein tar is mutter to use on one's beard. It's mutter on one's beard. Says the Prisha, what does misparayim ka'ein tar mean? Rotze loma, lispa kol ha-sear, ad shiyye chalak ki'ilu sipe betar. Means to cut all of the hair, ad shiyye chalak ki'ilu sipe betar, until it's smooth as if he shaved with a razor. That's what he says. And that's Misparayim Ke'en Tar, which the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pe'al of Paskins is Mutter. Similarly, the Chochmas Odom, Avo Bepeos HaRosh, Afilu B'Misparayim, Imhu Ke'en Tar, Ta'ayinu She'megaleach Somuch L'Boso, is Megaleach close to the Boso, V'lo Meshayer Klum Min HaSaros, Somuch L'Boso. He doesn't leave anything close to the, anything of the Saros at all. he's talking about the Pa'as HaRosh, and therefore he says, Samach Lavati Bichai. Pa'as HaRosh Yid Bichai. But the Hagdorah of the Misbarayim Ke'entar, he says, is Samach Lavati V'loim Mishai Klum Min Hasaros. So you have both the Prish and the Chochmas Adam who say that there is such a thing as Misbarayim Ke'entar, which is mutter, scissors which are similar to a razor, and it seems to be that they hold it doesn't leave any hair at all, but Afal Pichain, it's mutter, Afal Pichain, it's permitted. In terms of the reason, the Svara, as to why it's permitted, so different poskim say different things. The Melamed Lahoyel, he has a tshuva about this, where he says the difference is between the tar, the pu'ula, the ofen of the tar is that the tar takes a lot of hair off bevas achas, can take off a lot of hair in one go, whereas scissors is something which doesn't take off all the hair in one go. It's something which you have to do sort of each hair individually. The Rav Foifa himself quotes other tshuvas, which say that the difference is between something which the Torah, at the time of the Torah, it was Magdir, what's the derech, what's the normal way of doing this. The normal way of shaving at the time of the Torah, the time when the Gemara was writing, is with a tar. That was the only normal way of shaving. That was what the Gemara was referring to when it said with a tar. So therefore, nowadays, even though nowadays there are many other ways of shaving as well, many other electric shavers, which people often use, but nevertheless, if they have an action which is a scissor action, if the action, the way that they cut the hair is with a scissor action, which means two blades together, two pieces of metal are cutting hair together, as opposed to one sharp blade cutting the hair, then that's not included in the ta'ar which the Torah said was osa, because the action is a different type of action. And therefore he says that based on that, that would be mutter. Other poskim, the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he says that the difference is whether something touches the skin or not. Maybe here we're coming back to what was mentioned before. He says that a tar is something which is a blade which touches the skin. But any of the shavers which don't actually touch the skin, then they're not working in the same way as a tar. The action that they're doing is different. And nearly all the shavers, I believe nowadays, no such thing, I think, as an electric shaver which touches the skin. They all have a foil in between to make sure that the blade doesn't touch the skin. So therefore, he says, according to the Har Tzvi, and Rav Henkin as well held that shita as well, that anything, as long as it doesn't touch the skin, then that would also be mutter.
The problem is the machines, some of the pull the hair. There is a problem.
I've heard about this as well. That's called the lift and cut, and that comes. There was a whole article about this in Tchumin, and there's Machon Tzomet in Eretz Yisrael who give hechshavim to different shavers. Interestingly enough, they wrote that that the shavers with lift and cut are a problem. Recently, now they've written that the whether they've got lift and cut or they don't have lift and cut, that's not the reason why they'd be more or less osa. So that's something I still have to look into. Rather, they say it's all dependent on these different shittas. So let's summarize, because we've said quite a few different things. What we had is, essentially, and this is all based on the machlokas, the ikka machlokas is a machlokas in how to learn the sugya. According, if we learn the sugya, like the Minchas Yitzchak said, that when the Gemara says lo tashchis, it means anything which has the same result as a tar. Anything which is mashches, which removes all of the hair, that's included in the lav of lo tashches. If we learn like that, then anything which cuts very, very short, anything which cuts very, very close to the skin, that would also be included in the isur, because that's included in the lav of lo tashches. Now, however, the other poskim say, they ask a kash on that based on the Gemara, which learns mitzora from giluach, and the Gemara seems to say from there has to be dafka a tar. So the other poskim say no, that the Torah only said that a tar was osa. Only something which has got the hagdora of a tar, which is defined, the pu'ula, the action, is an action of a tar. Only that is osa, but something else which is not defined as a tar, which is not defined as a razor, even though it might actually remove all of the hairs, we saw the Prisha said, Misparayim Ke'entar removes all of the hair, but nevertheless that would be mutter because it's not doing the same action, the same pu'ula as the ta'ar, as the razor does. Now then we had different poskim in the more modern poskim, different poskim who say what the hagdara, what the definition of a ta'ar is and what the definition of misparayim, of scissors, are. According to the most lenient, really, the most makel shita, I believe, is the Har Tzvi and Rav Henkin. And they say it's anything which doesn't touch the skin is mutter. A razor, a tar, touches the blade, actually touches the skin. Whereas here, as long as it's something which doesn't actually touch the skin, then they say that's mutter. The Ramosha Feinstein, which is not brought down in the Igros Moshe, actually, he never wrote a tshuva about this. but it's brought down by his Talmidim, Rav Sherkin, by his sons, they speak about it as well. And Rav Moshe Feinstein's shita was that it depends whether there is a blade inside or not. If there is a blade inside the shaver, meaning it's something which actually can cut hair, it's capable of cutting the hair by itself, because it's sharp, not just because it goes round very fast or moves very fast, but there's actually a sharp blade inside the shaver, then Rav Moshe Feinstein held that that was a problem, because that's similar to a tar, it's something which is similar to a razor. However, if the shaver works with a scissor, even if it doesn't touch the skin, according to Rav Moshe, however, if it's working with a scissor action, meaning that the hair goes inside and then there's a foil and it's sort of cut by a combination of the blade or the thing moving around inside or moving side to side together with the pressure from the foil, so it's really the pressure from two directions, it's a scissor action, then in that case Rav Moshe held, so then that's misparaim, that's called scissors and that's not similar to a tar. So therefore according to Rav Moshe, and this is apparently what Rav Moshe used to do, is to check to see inside, to have a look at the shavers and see if they had a blade and if it was strong enough to cut the hair. That's the way that Rav Moshe used to check them. That is the end of this shiur. I'm happy to take questions afterwards. And as I said at the beginning, every person should consult their own rav. It's something which is a very, very important thing for each person to ask their own rav about. Okay.
Shilamalo is a soy, I don't know if you're going to go to the street.